Hypnic resident Raina Paul fights back tears as she talks about how the remnants of Typhoon Halon ravaged her village and why relocating is so important for the next generation.
We want them to have a livable life too.
She shared her thoughts at a recent meeting in Anchorage, where more than 50 Kipnik residents discussed the future of their community. Village Council President Daniel Paul says it will be up to the residents to decide.
I had many calls from our tribe members. Half of them want to stay, half want to go.
Kipnik is about 4 miles inland from the Bering Sea coast and was once home to about 700 people. Nearly everyone evacuated after the October storms. Paul says about 100 residents are back now, working to rebuild. But there is a lot to do. The storm demolished about 150 homes, wiped out vital infrastructure, and left lands and water contaminated. During the meeting, residents spoke predominantly in Yupik, asking what relocation could look like. They asked about how to choose a new site and secure land ownership. And they pondered what it would take to set up critical infrastructure at the new place. Village Council Vice President Chris Alexei says that would include a school, airport, and health clinic.
This isn't going to be an easy process to do, but we have to do that.
Village officials say the relocation process can take years. Kipnik elder David Carl says he supports relocating.
We're not thinking about ourselves, who we are now. We just want to fight for our upcoming generations.
But for Daniel Paul, Kipnik is home.
I was raised there and I'll stay there.
Paul says the meeting was just the first step in the relocation discussion, and residents have a lot of factors to weigh. But Kipnik leaders also feel a sense of urgency. Paul says the village expects only one substantial influx of federal funding. To make the best use of it, he says they need to decide soon whether they want to stay or move. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.